It's Wednesday, the 25th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Office of the Prime Minister is convening a two-day national platform on the implementation of the 2024-25 Drought Relief Programme. The platform will be attended by regional governors, chairpersons of regional councils and regional disaster risk management committees, all line ministries and government stakeholders. Chief Public Relations Officer in the Office of the Prime Minister, Ringo Mutambo.
Namibia is enduring the worst drought since 2018 due to poor rainfall in all 14 regions. This has resulted in poor harvests, poor rangeland, low water levels, and this, unlike in the past, has severely impacted on food security and livelihoods for rural communities. Unfortunately, the implementation of the drought relief program is faced with multiple challenges, which are impeding the well-planned implementation of government efforts towards the drought relief program. Therefore, a need was identified to convene a national platform. Now, this is the first time Namibia is hosting a meeting of this nature.
Separately, the Agriculture, Water and Land Reform Ministry has announced plans to use a $17.3 million donation from Japan to strengthen its food production initiative by establishing 8 new agricultural sites across the country. According to the Trade and Industrialization Ministry, around 70% of Namibians rely on agriculture, which contributes roughly 5.1% to the country's GDP, with 70% of that coming from livestock. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has published Eskom's request for a 36% electricity tariff hike starting next year. Newsroom Africa reports that the proposal has received backlash. South Africa National Energy Development Institute's Professor Samson Mampweli.
When we talk about the cost of generation, distribution and transmission, we're basically looking at the cost of servicing of this infrastructure as well, which basically means that Eskom then will have enough money in their balance sheet to service the fleet that they use, the infrastructure that they use on the generation side and on the transmission side and the distribution side of things. So that's why some of us are always worried when municipalities don't pay Eskom, because we end up in the kind of a situation where Eskom needs to either push the electricity prices quite high for them to be able to recover the money and service the fleet and the infrastructure.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to visit Africa in October, fulfilling a promise to visit the continent before he leaves office and signaling its importance to Washington. According to Bloomberg, Biden will travel to Germany first and then Angola from 10 to 15 October, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in a statement Tuesday. And the Israeli military says it was able to intercept a missile fired from Lebanon near Tel Aviv today. This intercept comes days after Israeli strikes targeting Hezbollah killed more than 500 people across Lebanon. The United Nations human rights spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani.
Have we not learned anything from what has been happening in Gaza over the past year? International humanitarian law is very clear. All parties to an armed conflict must at all times distinguish between the civilian population and combatants, and between civilian objects and military objectives.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.